আসসালামু আলাইকা ইয়া আবা আব্দুল্লাহিল হুসাইন, ইন্নী সালমুন লিমান সালামাকুম ওয়া হারবুন লিমান হারাবাকুম। Imam Hussein alayhi salam's journey toward the land of Karbala started in the holy city of Medina, the city of his esteemed grandfather, the holy prophet Muhammad. This journey of Imam Hussein alayhi salam then continued on towards the city of Mecca, the holy sanctuary of Allah. After having to leave the holy city of Mecca in order to prevent the shedding of his pure blood upon this holy land, Imam Hussein alayhi salam proceeded to go towards Kufa at the behest of thousands of letters which had been written to him inviting him towards the city of Kufa. But eventually, Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his caravan of family and friends were prevented from going to the city of Kufa and they were laid siege upon the lands of Karbala. Before leaving the city of Mecca, Imam Hussein alayhi salam recited a beautiful dua by the name of Dua-i Arafah. On the lands of Arafah, on the day of Arafah. And this is one of its excerpts. And if I obey you, you will thank me. And if I thank you, you will give me more. So all glory be to you, all glory be to you. We learn so many beautiful and profound things from this humble passage. Number one, you know, we always try our best to be grateful for and to be thankful to Allah, for He has given us every single one of the bounties and blessings that we have. But I bet you that we have never even thought about an instance where Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted, would be grateful to us. Imam Hussein alayhi salam tells us that when we obey Allah, when we obey and follow the commandments of Allah, when we make sure to follow and do the wajib, the compulsory things, and when we make sure to prevent ourselves from doing the things which are haram, they are prohibited by Allah. And all in all, we obey Allah. This is when Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted, the Supreme, thanks us. And truly, what greater honor can there be than having the Mighty, the Exalted, the Generous, the Supreme, the King, the owner of everything? Allah is the one who thanks us. Number two, you know, sometimes we worry about our daily bread, our sustenance, our rizq. Where is it going to come from? How will I make ends meet? Where can I turn to for a little bit extra, a helping hand, if you will? What should I do and what can I do to help my family just a little bit more? Perhaps I should turn towards a haram route in order to increase my livelihood. Dear brothers and sisters, dear friends, please stop right there. First and foremost, don't ever take a haram route to earn your wealth, to earn your sustenance. Second, always remember that it is Allah who provides sustenance. It is Allah who provides the rizq that you and your family live upon. But of course, you have to work hard and you have to try your best. Then you supplicate to Allah and He will do the rest. And last but not least, as Imam Hussein alayhi salam has reminded us, perhaps we have forgotten to thank Allah. And so we must try our best to thank Allah and make sure to take into account all the blessings and all the good and great things that Allah has blessed us with. For it is as Imam Hussein alayhi salam has said, if you thank Allah, He will give you more. This was CubeSync, syncing you up with reality wherever you are.